Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Extend the debt ceiling. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the version that passed in the House tonight was stripped of the debt ceiling requirement.
It is clear that Mike Johnson did not, in this legislation, give Donald Trump what he wanted, which is a raising of the debt ceiling. Now, what Republicans have said is that they came to this deal that they're going to raise the debt ceiling with spending cuts in the new year when they have control of both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate and the White House, with Donald Trump in the White House.
The bill still includes relief for hurricane victims and farmers. This is ABC News. Strikes continue for a second day at 7 Amazon delivery hubs. Teamsters delivery drivers demanding better pay and working conditions. Starbucks workers today launching walkouts in L.A., Chicago, and Seattle over lack of progress, they say, in contract talks. Organizers say the strikes will spread over the next 5 days. The FAA now banning drones in New York and parts of New Jersey as people keep seeing the devices hovering above them. That ban includes President-elect Trump's golf club in Bedminster.
Officials warn that flying a drone without government permission in these areas is illegal, and authorities may use deadly force against any drones that pose an imminent security threat. Anyone piloting a drone in the restricted area without permission could face federal charges.
ABC's Ariel Reshef, a hiker, is recovering from hypothermia after he was rescued from New Hampshire's White Mountains on Thursday. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Cold with some clouds tonight with a low of 4. Calm with more clouds than sun tomorrow, high 21. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 11. And partly sunny and slightly warmer on Sunday. Small chance of light snow and mixed precipitation late overnight with a high of 33. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our temperature has now dropped down to 12 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Ho, ho! Share a smile, pass the plate. We all give thanks. us up, looks like you're good to go. Hop in, let's ride, take it down this road. You couldn't look any hotter. Reach on back and grab a bottle. Girl, let's get this party started. Wild in your smile. If this crowd don't rock, we'll take it somewhere else. I won't complain if I get you to myself. Something tells me you don't care. Up or going anywhere, as long as that wind's blowing through your hair. You look just like a little angel, baby.
Welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, the Riverdale girls basketball team is playing host to Iowa Grant, and we have a call coming up from WRCO Sports as the Chieftains play an SWAL game right before the holiday break against the Panthers. Stay tuned for the action following the Vitesnik Sports pregame show, which is coming up next.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Hillsboro plays at Bangor in boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights at River Valley, Scholesburg at Highland, Prairie du Chien at Luther, Wisconsin Dells at Mauston, Weston at North Crawford, and Boscobel at Southwestern among the area boys' games. That Wisconsin Heights River Valley game was postponed last night and will be played tonight. Girls basketball, Prairie du Chien at Westby, Hillsboro at Bangor, Royal at Nisida, New Lisbon at Waniwak Center in the Scenic Bluffs. Wazika Steuben plays at Seneca and Kickapoo at Ithaca among the Ridge and Valley games. In the SWAL, Cuba City at Boscobel, Fenimore at Darlington, and Iowa Grant at Riverdale is coming up on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center tonight.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
On tonight's pregame show, Riverdale coach Larry Swigum joins us. Larry, are you looking forward to getting back to action here in the conference?
We are, yeah. We're coming off a tough couple conference games with Cuba City and Mineral Point, and looking forward to getting back home here on a Friday night right before Christmas break, and hopefully getting another conference win.
You feel you played two of the conference's best back-to-back?
Yeah. We were on the road on Tuesday night, went to Cuba, and on the last Thursday, we hosted Mineral Point. Both games, their pressure got to us. We hung around for about the first 6-7 minutes of each game, and then kind of wore down and got beat pretty bad both games. So,
when you look at Iowa Grant, how do you match up with them?
Favorably, especially our guards. I feel like our guards are going to be able to get north-south, get in the lane, and create some things for us. They have a really nice 6-foot center, Adrian Biddick. She's scoring about 15 points a game, so she's going to be our focal point defensively. But I feel like we have a game plan in place where hopefully we can counteract her and knock down some shots and finish it off.
Riverdale does not have a lot of height this year, do you?
No. Our tallest girl is probably Macy McKay. I'm not exactly sure how tall she is. She's probably 5'8 or so. She's a tremendous rebounder, though. She works really hard, and she's smart. So, yeah.
In basketball, though, the big thing is just positioning, right? Doesn't matter how tall you are.
Yeah, especially on the weak side. And we play a lot of zone defense, so we talk a lot about our backside guards and forwards not standing and watching and just trying to jump and be athletic. It's really a lot when that ball's in the air, it's working back, finding bodies, and kind of wrapping around. So it really takes a collective group of five. Anytime you have a 6-foot girl like the Biddick girl, she has to be a focal point. We have to throw two bodies at her every time a shot goes up. That's definitely going to be a key for us. If we can rebound on the defensive side of the ball, I feel really good about our chances.
All right, Coach, well, more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Coach Larry Swigum, Riverdale Girls, our guest on WRCO. Coach, as you look at your team, where do you think the areas of improvement need to be here as you progress in the season?
We're turning the ball over too much. A lot of live ball turnovers that lead to easy buckets for the other team. If we can get in the half court, I feel really strong about our defensive identity. It's just we can't let turnovers lead to easy buckets for teams. We're starting to come around shooting the basketball. We started really, really slow. We were at about 12.5% through the first four games from three. We've started to come on a little bit there, and I think through time that's going to happen. We do have two seniors, but overall we're a really young team. We play five, six different freshmen, sophomores, and I think just the time and the repetition is going to help us a lot. I think we'll be playing our best basketball come February.
Well, considering the young team and everything, you got a pretty all right record here as you get toward the holiday break, don't you?
Yeah. We've been fortunate enough to pull off some games that were go either way games. I think our five wins, each of them, we were trailing or tied with about 8 minutes left in the game. Situationally, we're getting better. It would be nice one of these games where we're leading, 8 to 10 points, if we could pull away and wouldn't be quite so stressful on everyone. But it's been a great learning experience for the girls, and I think if we get this win on Friday night and get to 6-3 before the break, before the season, I would have said, yeah, we'll take that, and we have a chance in early January to make a nice little run here.
What's the plan over the holiday break? Do you do some special things, any scrimmaging or anything?
Well, yeah, so we have a couple dates. I think we have three or four practices in there, and yeah, we'll definitely be inviting in former players from Riverdale, just to get the bodies. We don't have any games, which is new to me. Typically, when I coached on Alaska, we would travel to a holiday tournament each year. So just kind of getting used to not having that layoff all the way until January 2nd when we host Lafarge. We definitely want to get some more bodies in there and give us a look.
Yeah, that's the thing, getting over the holiday break. And then you look at how long the season is, 4 months long. But once you get past that holiday break, it seems like it really flies, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. And I was telling the girls earlier this week, we're in a little bit of the grind right now between the holiday season. We've got some sickness going through our team. And we're just trying to get to this break, in the best position we can. Obviously, I'm giving the girls five consecutive days off, which is quite a bit. But I want them to get away and spend some time with family, and then we have to really hit it hard in those three or four practices, making sure that we're ready, because we don't have a lot of downtime. Come January 2nd there, we're right back on the court and then back into the conference action that following week. So, yeah, it's definitely it's a fun time of year, but yeah, definitely a grind.
Well, as a player, as a coach, you can't beat a Friday night at home, can you?
Absolutely not, no. We're very thankful. We have a great supportive community here. And a lot of families on this Friday, a lot of families are coming back into town. So we're excited and hopefully get a nice crowd and give them a win and to celebrate going into Christmas.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck against Iowa Grand.
Thank you very much, Phil. Have a great one.
Larry Swigum joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Riverdale, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's Riverdale battling against Iowa Grant. And the Chieftains won the JV game today by a final of 47-29. Coming into tonight, Riverdale with a record of 5-3, led by Macy McKay, just over 13 points per ball game. Zuri Dennis averaging nearly 11, and Kennedy Cooey averaging around 9. Macy McKay averaging 11.5 rebounds per game. Zuri Dennis, 6. And assists per game, Zuri Dennis with 2, Macy McKay with 1.5. Looking at the Iowa Grant side, and they are coached by Jessica Schultz, assisted by Corey Schultz and Craig Jenkins. They're led by Adrian Biddick, the senior, averaging 15.4 points per ball game. Also, Breanne Kohlenberg averaging just over 3.5 per game. Adrian Biddick, the rebounding leader at 7 per game. Breanne Kohlenberg just almost 6.5. And it looks like Breanne Kohlenberg, the leading assist person, with 2.3 per ball game. Those are some stats. Riverdale coming in, as mentioned, 5-3. They are 1-3 in the SWAL. Iowa Grant 1-6 and 1-3. A little more from Riverdale in a moment. It's the Chieftains and the Panthers coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right, fiber right to your home or office. They can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television, and our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams. Visit our webpage, rgtc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
'Twas weeks before Christmas and all through the nest. You'll find a sale on holiday decor, so your home will look its best. Celebrate the 25 days of Christmas with 25% off select Christmas items. Beautiful poinsettias, Christmas cactus are seasonal favorites and available here at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Order early by calling 383-1616.
The 12 Days of Tool Sale at All American Do It Center. Right now, save 12% off in-stock Milwaukee and DeWalt items. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. In-store purchases only. From power tools to accessories, save 12% off DeWalt and Milwaukee products during the 12 Days of Tools. Now through December 23rd at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Here are the starters for Iowa Grant, the Panthers. First of all, number 2, junior, a guard, Lexi Cools. Number 3, a junior guard, Quinn Hooper. Number 4, Adrian Biddick, a senior forward. And also number 14, Bryn Pettit, who is a 5'3 freshman. Elena Enlow, who is a 5'8 forward and a freshman as well. So two freshmen in the starting lineups for Iowa Grant and Coach Schultz. On the Riverdale side tonight for the Chieftains, number 1 is Kennedy Cooey, a senior. Number 2, Lily Barr, a junior. Number 3, Allie Goplin, who is a junior. And also Zuri Dennis, number 4, who is a senior. Macy McCain, number 12, who is a junior. Those are the starters for tonight. The Riverdale Pep Band and Alumni Band performing in the background here tonight with a couple of last renditions in song, and the teams are heading to the floor. Iowa Grant in a really bright red uniform with white lettering and black outlay, and Riverdale in the home white with maroon lettering. Lily Barr jumps center against Adrian Vidic, and we'll get this one started. Hope you enjoy it tonight on a Friday night live from Riverdale. Here's the tip, controlled by the Chieftains, and they'll take it on the dribble. Here's Barr taking it down deep with a left-hand shot, no good. Tapped in the rebound, but stepped right back in bounds after going out of bounds, and it will belong to Iowa Grant. Panthers will face a Riverdale full-court press, much like the junior varsity did. Riverdale put on the press quite regularly. Vidic in the background is going to get it now to the left side and Cools. Fires it up, and now Pettit. Pettit sets it up. Spurley down deep, and around the wheel it goes. Ball to the left side. Back down it goes to Enloe. Enloe throws it cross-court. Iowa Grant showing it to the D, and now Pettit, nowhere to go, gives it back to the free-throw line area. Vidic pivots in, throws it left side. Stolen away by Zuri Dennis. Dennis with a steal. And the Chieftains on the run the other way. Setting up shop on the far side. Now they're going to whip it to McKay. Macy posting up. Dips it out. Three on the way. That won't go for Cooey. And the rebound by the Panthers. IG takes it back. Riverdale drops back to what appears to be a zone. Trying to pin Biddick on the inside. And they lose the ball. They're tied up. Allie Goplin ties up with Bryn Pettit. The arrow gives it to Iowa Grant. Here on the Chieftains side of things. Right by the Riverdale bench. Scoreless in the game, nearly a minute into it. And Pettit will put it in play. Top of the circle, ball comes right side. Pettit, left side now for Cools. Three-pointer on the way, partially blocked by Riverdale. Cooey got a hand on it and picked up now by Dennis. Zuri into the front court, drives, gives it right side, Cooey. Cooey nowhere to go, called for traveling. And it goes back to IG. Scores tonight so far, early one. Highland Boys getting a win against Schulzburg, 74-43. Congratulations to Highland's Michael Esser, going over 1,000 points in his career tonight. Ball goes high post, Biddick. Left side, Cools. Near side, Pettit off the screen for three. On the rim, bounces high, no good. Rebound, Lily Barr of the Chieftains. And she'll take it back the other way. Barr for Dennis, and the Panthers fall back on the defense. Zuri brings it near side with a left-hand dribble, dips it down to the baseline. Goplin, Dennis. McKay posting up in the lane, throws it far side. Cooey for three, got it! And the scoring is underway. 3-0, Riverdale. Might hear our old buddy Michael Hernan in the background tonight doing the PA, and Iowa Grant is going to be called for over and back after a Riverdale pressure that almost got a knockaway and a steal, but a turnover. Good to see our buddy Michael. He's back on the break, back to his home area. I think they had a parade for him today. Off the screen, Zuri Dennis, nowhere to go. Throwing it to Cooey, threw it out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa Grant. 3-0 in favor of the host Chieftains tonight. No pressure in the backcourt. Riverdale backs off now. No fouls in the ball game yet. Ball goes left side, now back to Biddick in the free throw line area. Shoots about a 16-footer, no good. McKay with a rebound. I'll let Goplin. Allie leading the charge, shot on the way, and good. Allie Goplin with her first basket. That makes it 5-0. Iowa Grant breaking the pressure. Getting it across now to Hooper. Now to Biddick. Left side, Hooper for three on the way, no good. Rebound by Riverdale, pulled down by Lily Barr. Outlet pass to Zuri Dennis. Crosses the timeline. Zuri crosses over into the lane. Is cut off. Slings it back to Cooey. Now entry pass to McKay. Cross the court. Three-pointer from the corner. On the way, no good for Goplin. And the rebound by Iowa Grant. The Panthers take it over the other way. Riverdale drops back. Good hustle back on defense. Cools near half court. Throws it right side. Now Biddick at the free throw line. Back to Cools. Right side, it goes to Pettit. Down to the baseline, ball kicked by Riverdale, and it will be Iowa Grant basketball on the baseline. Officials for tonight's game, Max Gunlock, Ryan Alvin, and Jacob Hipsch. Into the game for Iowa Grant, Sadie Hoag. 5-0 Riverdale in the lead, and here's the entry pass for Iowa Grant. They'll get it in, top of the circle. Pettit with the ball, hands off, no going left side, Hooper. Hooper down to the baseline, backing in is Biddick. Throws it back to the right side. There's Pettit throwing it Middle, now back to Pettit in the corner. Three on the way, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Zuri Dennis, there she is again. Chieftains across the half-court line. Now picking up on the defense, Iowa Grant. There's a lot to McKay. She'll catch low, goes in and scores. Well played, and the Chieftains lead it 7-0. Ball up to midcourt, stolen away by Zuri Dennis. Dennis with a steal, drives down low, lost the handle, now picks it up, takes a shot, it's no good. Rebound Iowa Grant, and Bryn Pettit with the outlet pass across to Lexi Cools, and she will set it up. Just over 4 minutes into the ball game, Riverdale has scored the first seven of the game. Pass to the right side, Pettit for three, and it's good on the bank. Iowa Grant is on the board. Bryn Pettit nails the three, 7-3 ball game score. Kickapoo leading Ithaca 34-14 at half tonight. Cuba City 43-8 over Boscobel in the first half. Prairie du Chien 34-11 over Westby the first half. Teams and games, we're a little bit lopsided here so far. Riverdale turns the ball over. It goes back to Iowa Grant. Chieftains bring in Bailey Harris and Ava Kratzenberg. So a quick switch is made. The Panthers will set up shop now at the other end. The Chieftains matching up on the defense. It is Pajessa Baker with the basketball. She has centered the ball game as well for Iowa Grant. Quick pass to the middle. Turnaround shot blocked, but a foul call. First foul of the game. And they're going to whistle that number one, Kennedy Cooey. So going to the line, shooting will be Sadie Hogue. Be shooting two. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Sadie will get one more. Lots of other good games going on tonight on a Friday night. Last hurrah before the holiday break. This one in the air. That one is no good. Tipped around and rebounded by Iowa Grant. They get it back in the corner. Knocked away. Ooh, big collision at midcourt. Ball is loose. Everybody is scrambling for the ball, and Iowa Grant picks it up. Boy, Eva Kratzenberg really got bumped hard on that scramble for the loose ball. Shot from the outside for three by Baker. No good. Saved by IG. They'll save it to the near side. Get it down to Biddick. Biddick turnaround, 15-footer, no good. Might have been partially influenced by Bailey Harris. And Macy McKay has the basketball. 7-3, Riverdale. Down to the corner for three on the good shot from Cooey. She's got six early on, and that makes it 10-3, Riverdale. Timeout taken by Iowa Grant. 12:32 remaining in the first half. Riverdale with a fast start, leading 10-3 over Iowa Grant on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is a 10-3 start for the Chieftains tonight. A final or two in boys basketball. North Crawford 81 and Weston 33. That's a final. Hillsboro's beaten Bangor 48-43 in boys basketball. Iowa Grant with a turnaround shot by Hogue. No good. Rebound by McKay and the Chieftains. Zuri Dennis brings it across the timeline. 12-18 remaining in the first half. Dennis backing in from the free throw line, called for traveling, and it goes back to Iowa Grant. Chieftains fall back on defense, and we'll get it set up now as they bring it in from three-quarter court. And the Chieftains have backed off on the pressure. Baker on the left side with the ball, shoots a three for Iowa Grant, no good, and that one bounces out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. Reports from the annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament tomorrow. Bill and David out of retirement for that, and we'll have reports beginning right away with the early morning sports reports. Ball comes across the timeline. Riverdale setting it up, and a throw to the corner, and Cooey had not quite turned the corner. Ball goes out of bounds on the pass from Dennis, and it goes to Iowa Grant. Panthers have had some opportunities here. Riverdale packing in the zone, trying to avoid anything easy and try to keep Biddick from the high percentage shots. Ball goes to the right side. Now top of the key. Cools throws it to Baker. Baker back to Cools. Now Baker left wing. Entry pass for Biddick. Throws it across the lane. Picked here on the near side. Shot on the way and good by Pettit. It was intended for Biddick, but rolled through the lane, picked up by Pettit, and she scores easily, 10-5. Iowa Grant has cut the deficit in half. Zuri Dennis walks it, crossover dribble, goes down deep, hangs in the air, shot won't go, foul called, and two free throws coming up for Riverdale. That'll be on number 10, Pajessa Baker. Dennis at the line looking for her first points. This one is good. She will get another. That makes it 11-5. Riverdale. Checking in is Mallory Meese for Riverdale. Chieftains playing some younger underclass players as well. This one is good by Dennis. 12-5 the score. Riverdale in the lead. Caitlin Meese will play some. She's a lone freshman, but lots of sophomores on this Riverdale squad. Pass to the corner. They'll get it up to Cools. Right side, Baker. Cools. Far side now bringing it in to the middle. Kicking to the corner now. Baker on a drive. Lost the handle. It's loose on the floor. And a jump ball call. Alternate arrow. Puts it back in the hands of the Riverdale Chieftains. In for Iowa Grant, Quinn Hooper. So starting the ball in play will be the Chieftains, leading in the game by 7, 12-5. Zuri Dennis walks it across the R at center circle, goes to the screen right, now fires it back to Harris. Inside McKay, she's fouled on the shot. Second Iowa Grant foul. And that will put Macy at the free throw line. Foul is on Brianne Kohlenberg. Free throw in the air and through the net. That's good for McKay, who has 3 points. That makes it 13-5. Second one in the air. That one is perfect. That makes it 14-5. Riverdale with the lead. Iowa Grant going opposite screen. Cool goes to the far side. Brings to the near side. Pettit back to Cool. They're looking for someone low, trying to post up there with Kohlenberg. The pass goes into her, knocked away, and saved by Riverdale. Good effort by Harris. Lifted back in bounds. Zuri Dennis has it now. Zuri across the timeline, down to the baseline, is cut off. Fires back to McKay. Entry pass low. Shot no. Foul called. And Bailey Harris goes to the free throw line. Sadie Hogue picks up the foul. Her first, team's third. And Bailey Harris looking for her first points. Goes to the free throw line. That one is good. That'll make it 15-5. Chieftains doing all right on their free throws. Seen several teams lately that didn't help themselves as much from the line. This one is no good. And, of course, I jinx Riverdale, but they're off to a 5-of-6 start. Not bad. 15-5. Ball goes to the far side, and Hooper back to Cools. Now Hooper, three on the way, rims off. Rebound by Bailey Harris. Baseballs it to Zuri Dennis, and the Chieftains go with it. Dennis across the half-court line. Yo-yos the dribble, moves to the left side now. In the lane, keeps the dribble, using a screen again. Fires it off to the right side, and Bailey Harris. Timeout is called by Coach Riverdale's coach, taking the break there. So Larry Swigum steps away, and both teams will talk about it. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back with more in a moment. 9:36 remaining in the first half. 15.5 Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Riverdale has been leading since the get-go. They were up 7-0, now lead 15-5. 9:36 remaining in the first half on a Friday night live from Riverdale in area girls basketball. Cooey moves, grooves it near side to Allie Goplin. Goplin puts it on the floor, gives it back to Cooey. Cooey throws high post to Harris. Harris moves in, takes a shot in traffic, and scores! Bailey Harris with her first field goal, and it is 17-5 Riverdale. Iowa Grant moving it near side, bounce feed off for Baker. Trinity's pass knocked away. Nice steal by Caitlin Meese. Caitlin gets the steal, and again, having a great time out there as a freshman, doing a good job, gets the steal, and Riverdale's on the offense. Caitlin catches the pass at the low post, turns in now, and is cut off. Steps low, shot no, blocked by Breanne Kohlenberg, and it's off of Riverdale, and let's see, off of Iowa Grant, who has it. It will be Riverdale ball. So a scrum for the basketball underneath the hoop. Riverdale will get it back. Kennedy Cooey, the inbounder. Kennedy drops it in play. Taken there by Meese and a jump ball call. Arrow will point back to Iowa Grant. And the Panthers will take over on offense. Good crowd on hand tonight here for this one. Last hurrah before the holiday break. For basketball anyway, here at Riverdale. Pettit throws it inside. It's going to be knocked loose and a foul called on the Chieftains. That'll be called at number 5, Caitlin Meese. Her first, team's second. If you're in the area tonight, a Riverdale Foundation, the Riverdale Community Foundation serving the concessions, and they are always good. Ball goes left side now to the middle, and Pettit's shot is out of the way, and I should say it's blocked. Nice job by Riverdale getting the block on the body, and nice job by Bailey Harris, and Riverdale gets it back. So they're really protecting the house, driving down deep, and scoring is Lily Barr with her second basket. That makes it 19-5. Riverdale, 8:08 remaining here in the first half, and Iowa Grant setting up shop, throwing it low, knocked loose again by Bailey Harris, and a jump ball called. Meese ties up with Kohlenberg. Into the game for Riverdale, number 4, Zuri Dennis. For Iowa Grant, number 2, Lexi Cools. Yeah, the Riverdale Foundation, they always have Scotcheroos and brownies and all kinds of goodies. And I want to assure you that Greg Kinney did not bake any of it. It's good stuff. 7:52 remaining first half. Zuri Dennis with a crossover. Near side three-pointer on the way. The shot by Goplin, no good. Rebound down low by Meese. Hook shot in the lane, and it is good. Caitlin Meese makes it 21-5. Riverdale off to a nice roll here to start. Pass goes to Hooper, down to the baseline. Shot up, no. Foul called on Riverdale. It'll be the team's third. And a two-shot free throw situation. Foul is on Kennedy Cooey, her second. Adrian Biddick goes to the line, their top scorer, looking for her first points. This one is no good. Riverdale's done a good job of denying her the ball. Macy McKay returns to the Riverdale lineup. Coach Swigum rotating players quite nicely. This one is up, and that one is good. So Biddick makes the point, and that makes it 21-6. Zuri Dennis walks the ball across half court. Moves to the right side, leaves it to the corner. Ball fake for Barr, drives closer. 15-footer, no good. Rebound Meese, back up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kohlenberg. Breanne with the loose change, and Iowa Grant takes it across half court. Pass comes near side, Hooper drives, tough shot high up the board, no good. Rebound put back, no good by Kohlenberg, but she is fouled on the shot, and Iowa Grant will shoot more free throws. Macy McKay will pick up the foul. Riverdale with four fouls now. Free throw is no good. One more coming up. Pajessa Baker returns for Iowa Grant. Let's see here. One more coming up. We'll check the Filney flip phone in just a little bit. This shot is on the way and no good. Vidic with the rebound and he's tied up. Score stays 21-6. In for IG, number 21, Elena Enlow. So let's see. Kickaboo leading Ithaca, 55-21 in the second half. Pass comes in play for Iowa Grant. And Vidic feeds it back to the outside. They'll set it up. Cools on the left wing. Iowa Grant looking, now launching it over to Pajessa Baker. She'll shoot a three. It's no good. And there's a scrum for the ball. Iowa Grant will have it. Riverdale will have it. There's a tie-up, and a foul is called on the play. Foul is called to number two, Lily Barr. That will be her first, and Iowa Grant will start it in play again. Panthers looking to get it. Set up the offense. Ball comes into Cools. Top of the circle. Left side, Baker. Back to the right side, Hooper. Riverdale scrambling around in that zone, working around the perimeter. Here's a 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Fought for. Rebound, Riverdale. Lily Barr takes it back. Outlet pass for Zuri Dennis. 6:29 remaining in the first half. Zuri Dennis and the Chieftains leading 21-6. Zuri challenges low and scores. That is the way to take it to the hoop right there. Zuri Dennis with her first field goal, 4 points now, and it is 23-6. Ball over to the far side, tipped by Dennis, picked up now, and a tightrope back. Iowa Grant has it. Turnaround from the free throw line won't go for Biddick, and the rebound pulled out by Macy McKay. McKay back to Meese. Caitlin runs it across half court, moves to the far side, throws to Zuri Dennis. Zuri throws it to McKay, low post. Turning in, now makes the move, shot no good, gets her own miss, and scores. Macy McKay with a blue-collar effort. She has six, and it is 25-6 in favor of Riverdale. 5:38 remaining, first half, left side, it's Hooper. Back to the top of the circle, Cools. Now Hooper, IG looking for Biddick in the middle, and they find her. She'll dump it low. There's a catch by Enlow. Nothing. She kicks it back out. Three from the wing. It is hard off the iron for Hooper. Rebound by Iowa Grant. Baker keeps it going. Kicks it out. Gets it back. Right wing. Nothing. Left side it goes. Cools for three on the rim. No good. One hand saved by Lily Barr, and the Chieftains have the basketball. They will walk it across. Meese with the ball. Goes to the right side off the screen, down to the baseline, shot no good, foul called on the floor against Iowa Grant. That will be the team's fourth. Number three, Quinn Hooper with the first foul. Into the game for Riverdale, Mallory Meese. Iowa Grant bringing back Sadie Hoag. And Zuri Dennis puts the ball in play. Zuri from the baseline, lobs it in. It's caught now by Allie Goplin. Back to Zuri on the baseline. She'll back off, standing. Now gives it back to Goplin. Goplin to Dennis, off a screen. Three on the way, won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Iowa Grant. And the Panthers head the other way across the timeline. Crossover dribble for Baker. Baker left side for Pettit. They're setting up shop. Ball goes down to the baseline. Biddick air mails it to Hooper on the right wing. Iowa Grant moving the ball well. Here's a long two-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound chased down. Biddick touched it last. It will be Riverdale basketball. Thanks to all the well-wishers here at Riverdale and to my friend Donna Walsh for supplying some mallow cups. Just what we needed. I'll probably be talking really fast in the second half. I'll be so hyper. 4:15 remaining in the first half, 25-6. Riverdale with a nice lead. Zuri Dennis back to Kratzenberg. Ball goes high post to McKay. Her pass is deflected by IG and out of bounds. It will be Riverdale basketball. Today was ugly sweater day at Riverdale School, so lots of sweaters. Coach Swiggum's got his own. He's rocking one tonight. It's a Packer ugly sweater, I guess. June would say they all are. Ball comes in play. Zuri from the corner. Three on the way. Bounces high. No good. Over the back, foul called on Riverdale. That'll be against Mallory Meese. That'll be her first and the team's sixth. Back into the game, Bailey Harris for Riverdale. Allie Goplin gets a breather. And Iowa Grant with the basketball. Working it left side, Pettit. Chieftains have done a good job defending. Biddick's pass knocked away and picked up by the Panthers, and then there's a jump ball. Mallory Meese tying up with Sadie Hogue. The alternate arrow goes back to Riverdale. The Chieftains trying to get some offense going again. Have gone on a little bit of a lull here the last couple of minutes, but got off to a quick start, quick lead, and they continue to lead, trying to build it more. Here's Zuri Dennis, three from the left wing. It is on the rim, no good. Rims all the way to the corner and out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa Grant. 3:36 remaining in the first half. Pass comes in to Bryn Pettit. Pettit across the timeline. Right side, Hooper. Hooper left alone. Now Pettit cross court. Zuri Dennis picks it. Zuri taking it home down the other way. And pressure shot is good. Zuri Dennis stays with it. And it is 27-6. Riverdale Panthers bring it. Hooper on the right wing. Down to the corner, and Adrian Biddick. Biddick lobs it back for Pettit. Three-pointer on the way, Iowa Grant. Won't go for Hooper. Rebound cradled, and Zuri Dennis has it. Dennis now across the half-court line. Fires it down to the baseline, into McKay. Macy's shot, no good. Foul called on Adrian Biddick. That will be her first foul, and the team's fifth. It is a shooting foul, so Macy goes to the line. She's had a good year for the Chieftains. This one in the air, and that one is no good. She'll get one more look. Trinity Baker is in for Iowa Grant. Second throw for McKay on the way, and good. So Macy McKay nails the second. 3 of 4 from the line, a total of 7 points. 28-6. Riverdale cross court knocked away by Zuri Dennis on the press. And a foul called on Iowa Grant with 2:45 to play. Foul is called on number 14, Bryn Pettit, her first. And fouls are even now at 6. Brianne Kohlenberg will check into the game. Zuri Dennis looking, and now gets it in. Caught by Meese. Crosses the timeline, left, fires it back now, top of the circle. There's Dennis. Dennis down to the baseline, gives it back to the high post, traveling called on Bailey Harris. And it will be Iowa Grant basketball. Here comes the pass. Biddick helping out on the press breaker. Takes it across the timeline, left, and now setting it up is Baker. Baker lobs, back for Pettit. Pettit near side out to meet the ball is Baker. Baker high post, left side. They're looking for Biddick, posting up in the lane. Turnaround in traffic, won't go. McKay with the rebound and a jump ball call. Alternate arrow goes to Iowa Grant. And the Panthers underneath the hoop will start it in play. There's the pass, quick inbound, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by the Chieftains. Here's Kratzenberg. She'll take it all the way, lost it, out of bounds. Riverdale trying for a coast-to-coast lay-in, and Iowa Grant will get it back. Both teams kind of getting their wind sprints in tonight. Pass comes in play, and now up the sidelines for Pettit. Double dribble call. Turnovers for both teams.